January 6, the Great I Am. Jesus said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am. John 8:58. I am means an eternal presence. The past, present, and future are alike with God. He sees the most remote events of past history and the far distant future with as clear a vision as we do those things which are transpiring daily. We know not what is before us, and if we did, it would not contribute to our eternal welfare. God gives us an opportunity to exercise faith and trust in the great I Am. Our Savior says, Your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it and was glad. John 8:56. 1,500 years before Christ laid off his royal robe, his kingly crown, and left his position of honor in the heavenly courts, assumed humanity, and walked a man among the children of men, Abraham saw his day and was glad. Then said the Jews unto him, Thou art not yet 50 years old, and hast thou seen Abraham? Jesus said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am. Verses 57 and 58. Christ was using the great name of God that was given to Moses to express the idea of the eternal presence. Exodus 3:14. Isaiah also saw Christ, and his prophetic words are full of significance. He says, For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Isaiah 9:6. Speaking through him, the Lord says, I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. Fear not, for I am with thee. I, even I, am the Lord, and beside me there is no Savior. Ye are my witnesses, saith the Lord, that I am God. Yea, before the day was, I am He. I am the Lord, your Holy One, the Creator of Israel, your God. Isaiah 43:3-15. When Jesus came to our world, he proclaimed himself, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. John 14:6. The Lord must be believed and served as a great I Am, and we must trust implicitly in him.